All right, Patriots fans, thanks for watching Game Day Live. I'm Miranda Mason alongside Patrick Chung this week in the tunnels of Gillette Stadium just before the Patriots play the Rams. Patrick, thanks so much for stopping by.
No worries at all.
Some of the news that broke this week is that you've lost Rob Gronkowski for the rest of the season, and I know it's not your side of the ball, but when you lose somebody who is a captain, a leader by example, how does the team keep their mental focus?
You just got to keep pushing. You know, the coach always tells us, you know, we got to play and win with the guys we have. And it's, you know, it's a loss, and most of all, it's our friend. You know, it's not really just our teammate, it's our friend. So, you know, we're just going to have to battle it out, do the best we can for him, you know, for the rest of the team, and just, you know, keep pushing.
Defensively, the last two games have really been an improvement for you guys. And one of the criticisms was that there was a lack of turnovers, a lack of takeaways. Against the Jets, there were two. Is that something that you just needed to break through and hopefully it keeps flowing?
Yeah, you got to try to make plays. You know, turnovers is the biggest stat in winning a game. So you get a lot of turnovers, you're, you know, bound to win a game. So, but then if you don't let them score, you're going to win too. So it's, I mean, it is what it is. You have to come out and just try to get, you know, try to make those plays, but do your job at the same time. You know, those plays will happen.
The Rams are a team you don't play that often. Is it more difficult to prepare for a team that you see, you know, once in a blue moon versus a team like the Jets that you do see two times a season?
Yeah, of course. You have to, you know, learn new personnel and, like, new schemes, new coaches, but it's still the same, you know, just getting ready to execute and, you know, do your job because we are watching film, like, just they're watching film on us, you know, so it's kind of the same, but it's kind of different, if that makes sense. Yeah.
They're playing a rookie quarterback. Does that make it even more difficult to prepare for?
No, you just prepare. I mean, just prepare. That's just one person, you know. But he's a good player. I mean, for a young rookie coming in, he has a good arm. He's a good arm, smart guy.
What would you say is the most difficult part of their offense to prepare for?
They're kind of good everywhere. The running back's good. Tight ends are good. They're a good receiving core. I mean, they're good. They're a good team, you know, and just got to come out here and just try to get this W.
All right, Patrick, I know I stole you from the weight room, and you've got other things and other people to talk to, so I appreciate you stopping by, and we'll see you later. Good luck on Sunday.
See you later.
All right, guys, like Patrick just said, we've lost Rob Gronkowski for the rest of the season. His family put out a statement yesterday basically saying that Rob's going into surgery. That is happening on Friday, but if you'd like to read the rest of the statement, it is available on Patriots.com. The good news is Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, and Martellus Bennett all returned to practice this week, so good news on the injury report in that aspect. The Rams are in Gillette Stadium on Sunday. Until then, I'm Miranda Mason with Game Day Live.